guys, it's Anitan, and welcome back to The Teenage Life.
Okay, I don't know what the heck just happened, but...
You're kind of... I can't really hear you again.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, definitely. Okay,
that's because I was talking low. Anyways, but I'm just going to add this on to the other one. But what was I about to say? I feel like it's going to be so scary going back into the real world for me because, like, I'm going to just have so much anxiety, like, having to talk to people. And I know, like, that's, like, a lot of people are going to feel the same way. Like, they're going to be anxious and nervous to have to go back to public and, like, talk to people again. And it's, like, so weird because even, like, my closest friends. Like...
Actually, I think it helped me because, okay, I have good news. I'm so sorry to cut you off. I have really good news. I used to be so shy when meeting people, but I'm starting to open up a little more because I just met someone new today. And I was actually really, really outgoing. Usually, I'm more outgoing whenever I start warming up and stuff like that.
Yeah. That's good, though. I wish. I don't know. Something just...
I think if I literally crave, like, any type of social human talking, any type of socializing, that I'm just outgoing to everyone now.
I really wish. Like, I hope that's how it is for me, because, like, I feel like when it's time to go back to the road, I'm gonna be such, like, I'm gonna be in, like, this box for a little bit, because I'm so used to just... being at home and not being around people who are not my family. And I feel like I'm gonna be just, like, spaced away for, like, a couple weeks till I get used to it again, which sounds so freaking scary because I don't want it to be that way, but I have a feeling that's how it is gonna be. But I just want people to know that if that is how it is, I'm not trying to avoid anyone. I'm just probably, like, weird because I haven't seen anybody in so long.
Oh my god, I'm still stressed out about the fact that it's June 20th and I barely have a tan.
I'm stressed out that it's June 20th and I haven't hung out with anybody all summer.
So depressing. Like, it's fine for winter break, though. Winter break is where it's at.
Hopefully. I was supposed to travel this summer. I was supposed to be with my cousin. Dude, I had so much.
At least, hopefully, I still get to go to the beach house next summer, or next week, or next month, literally next month, because my mom invite Jose, which is fun. I'm going to be able to spend a whole week with him.
Yeah, that's good. And now, like, I don't really know. I just got everything messed up. Like, I was supposed to travel, like, out of the country. I was supposed to go to a camp at a university. What else was I supposed to do? I was supposed to hang out with my, like, spend, like, some weeks with my cousins. And, like, I literally was going for a wedding, like, two weddings, and I was supposed to be a bridesmaid, too.
You're right! I was supposed to go to... Oh.
I was supposed to be literally at two weddings. And that just really sucks, because, like...
I was supposed to go to a wedding this year, or this summer.
Right. This is so messed up. Like, this just, like, really messed up so much. Like, this summer was supposed to be so good for me because my past summers, I never really had freedom to hang out with people.
Yeah, same.
But my parents
finally I've gone let older.
Loose. Exactly. My parents finally let loose. I can go over to people's houses and stuff like that. And I can have people over. And it's just, like, so much better. But now, like, I can't even do any of that. It's just, like, it's just bad.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's try to think of the positive because it's getting depressing.
Okay, what's something good that's happened to you during this, like, quarantine?
I've definitely gotten so much closer with my I literally cannot speak. Boyfriend.
That's good.
And what else? Yeah, that's basically it.
I would say during quarantine, I, like, finally found, like, my style, and I've been dressing so much better. Like, my wardrobe has changed, like, okay, not my wardrobe, but I definitely have newer things in my wardrobe that contribute to the style that I want. And it's, like, I finally have the style that I've always wanted and that I feel comfortable in, you know? And it feels
good. Really good.
Yeah, because I guess quarantine just helped me find that.
What have I gotten under control? My hair. My hair's gotten so much healthier because I haven't straightened it. Like, today was the first time I straightened it in, like, what?
That's good.
So it's, like, so healthy right now.
That's really good. Yeah, I feel like that's helped a lot of people, too, because my hair's got so much better because normally when I take out my... I also learned how to do box braids, like, on myself. Like,
oh,
I
really?
On other people, but I started doing them on myself. I think I always knew how to do them on myself. I was just too lazy. But I finally had the time, like, in quarantine to, like, do them. And I was actually pretty good. So I was like, that's good. And normally when I don't have box braids in, I put so much gel in my hair. And I, like, put heat in it. And then it just ends up getting damaged. But, like, because of quarantine, I just found different ways and different things to do with my hair without having to damage it. And it's helped a lot. Like, now when I go back to school, I have an idea of what to do.
Same. Like, I'm not just going to wear my hair straight, like, all the time. Because I got my, because I always had this problem, always. I thought my hair was, like, straight, but, like, tangled. But it's not. My hair's not straight. It's, like, beach wavy. Like, if you think of beach waves, that's my hair. And I didn't know, like, how to style it and stuff, but now I do. Because that's all I've been wearing. That's my natural hair.
Yeah.
And I also got a skincare routine down.
That's good. Yeah. Also been finding new hobbies. Like, I really have an interest in skating and, like, baking. And what else have I been having interest in? Like, I really found out that
running. You've been running a lot.
Oh, yeah. But I normally run anyways. But I can't even do that anymore because of my safety. But other than that, what was I about to say? What else did I do? I found out that I really like putting things together. Like, I really like just, I don't know how to explain it. Like, putting things together, something as small as, like, a color scheme just makes me so happy.
Aw, that's cute.
No, it's, like, it's whatever, but it's quarantine, so anything that I do makes me excited, you know?
Literally. Remember how hyped I was when my ukulele came?
Yeah, like, it's so sad.
I don't even play it. We have such it's just something to look forward to.
Yeah, we have such low expectations now because we don't got nothing to do. So it's just like anything that excites us, yeah.
Literally, I was crying like last year. You look at your memories, it goes like a year from yesterday or like that. Mm-hmm. Literally, yesterday, I was at a water park.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's so sad. And what was I doing today? Oh, I was on a double date. I guess that's kind of fun, but uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. And I normally go to, like, a different city with my friends in the summer. I started doing that last year. And I was really looking forward to inviting, like, people this year again. But I can't even go this year. It sucks. Like, this whole thing just ruined so much. And I really hope people are doing okay. Because I know it's so sad to know that some people have, like, toxic families and, like, not good families to be home with, and it's just, like, really bad for them. So, like, I'm still thankful because, like, I don't have to go through so much in this quarantine, knowing that there's people out there going through so much worse.
Yeah, like, for some kids, like, school is the only escape for them from their abusive homes, and I really feel for them. I feel awful for them.
Yeah, and I think school is just an escape for, like, all teenagers. Like, I feel like so many teenagers are such opposites at home from what they are at school.
Yes.
And not, like, a bad opposite, like, you're...
Just, like, some kids, like, just stop cussing at home.
Mm-hmm. But, like...
Like, you have to have filter on.
Yeah, but more... I feel like it's more, like, some people are just so comfortable at school where they're actually themselves, but then at home they can't be themselves because of the judgment of their parents. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, it's really sad because I think... Another thing that this quarantine has showed me is, like, how different I am at school. And it's not like I'm bad at school or anything. It's just that I'm more comfortable because I'm surrounded by so many people that are my age and like me. But at home, it's like I just have my parents and, like, my siblings. So it's just, you know, kind of weird, if that makes sense. But, like, at school, you have so many people that are your same age and go through exactly what you're going through. So it's just, like, you know, like, when you talk about things or when you say things, they can relate. But at home, it's just, like, no one really gets you.
Yeah. For sure. Okay, wait. So, did you know the legal age in Italy is, like, 14?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I want to move to Italy, but I want to move to Italy.
Yeah, it is 14. And, like, Mexico, the legal age is, like, you can drink at 18.
Mm-mm. I want to go to Italy so bad now.
Really? Just because of legal? What are things that you can even do when you're legal? Like,
rather you can than drink. You can
rather than drink.
Gamble.
Well, I guess Italy is the place to be when you're
40. Oh, and you can buy, like, Puff Bar. Okay, never mind. I'm gonna stop.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, my God. We should get into that. So, basically, I don't vape. And I don't...
I underthink a lot of things. Like, I could have been like, ooh, I shouldn't have said that. Really? Or be like, I could have thought about that a little more.
Yeah. I wish. Like, I wish I had those teenage personalities that don't give a frick attitude.
I definitely care, but it's just, like, some things. I'm like, Gabriella, I could have thought about that a little more. Mm-hmm. Like, I could have thought that through. It's not even my actions. It's, like, because I do think about... I'm definitely the mom group of some of my friend groups. I'm definitely the mom of the group. Mm-hmm. But that's just because they're crackheads. But most of the time, like...
I'm the mom.
Yes. But... like, my words, I don't think things through very well. It's not like I'll offend you or anything. I won't call you stupid and, like, ugly. Mm-hmm. Anyways. But I don't know. Some things just come off wrong, and I don't mean them to. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just trying to say I'm slow.
I think I know what you mean, but the thing with me is, like, when I don't want to say when I come at people, but I have this thing, like... I don't want to say when I have a problem with you, but when I have a problem with you, you'll know. Like, it's, I don't really
yes.
know. I could be mature about it, but then, like, there's some people where I can't be mature about it. Like, I would just tell you, like, I'm, not that I hate you, because I don't hate anybody, but I just don't. We're just not meant to be friends. But some people I just can't be friends with some people because the way that they put themselves out there, like, the way that they make their reputation. Like, some people make themselves out of a bad reputation, and they uh-huh. like it. And I can't be friends with people like that, because then you're going to make me look bad. So, not... Most and definitely. Honestly, I think I do it more with people I love, like, tell them, like, you have to stop doing this unless you're going to end up with no friends. But, like, more so with, like, people that I'm not close with, I'll just be, like, I won't really tell you, if that makes sense. Like, but you will know. But if me and you are close, like, I'll be, like, okay, you really have to stop this. Because a lot of people are really getting fed up with it, but they just can't tell you. Like, I'll tell you that. And I'm just trying to, okay, that's kind of a toxic trait that I have, to be honest. But it's whatever.
Not really. I mean, like, if they need to hear it, you'll tell them.
Yeah, but some people don't do good with confrontation. Like,
The thought of confrontation makes me want to throw up. Really? One girl, I was staring at her off with my eyeballs that I look with, whatever. She was like, what are you looking at? And I was like, huh? She's like, yeah, I bet you're talking mess. I was like, no, like, I don't even know you. And she just kept going on and on. I was like, ma'am, what?
I can't confront people like that, and I can't do people confronting me like that. Like, people who do that, who are bold to, like, anybody, I can't. Like, how
are you gonna... I hate people like that.
Exactly.
I hate people like that. Because I think, like, it bothered me for the entire day. I just felt uncomfy about
exactly.
it. I was like, what is wrong? And I was like, it's because I hate confrontation. Like, I hate when people have a problem with me. I hate, like, if I affect someone's mood. Like, I just hate all of it. No, I hate confrontation.
I can't. It's like, it just depends. Like, if you tell me, like, I have a problem, like, you're talking bad about me, this is that, I'll be like, okay, yeah, like, that type of confrontation, I'm like, hold on, I have to sneeze. Wait. Okay, never mind. Okay, that type of confrontation is like, okay, the person has a reason, but people will confront you for fun.
Anything, like, yes.
I saw you staring at me over there, or you did this, like, why do you feel the need to take time out of your day to mess up someone else's? Like, just...
I will never understand that.
That's just not necessary. I can't do that. No, that's just too much anxiety for one person.
Right? Like, how do they go to sleep at night?
Honestly, I'll be thinking about it for the rest of my life. Like, oh my God,
same. And, like, she got so mad at me. I'm like, how can one person just be so angry? Like, how can they just get so angry? Because I looked at them. Oh, yes, no. I'm like that. I just like don't understand. Like staring at. I just don't like people like that. If you ever want to confront someone about looking at you weird, please don't. Like, what do you mean looking at you weird? Looking at you with your eyes, the ones that stare. Like what? Like no. Maybe like if it was obvious that they were giving you an ugly look, don't confront them. Be like, hey, do we like? Did I do anything to upset you? Like, what's up? Mm-hmm. But don't go up to them and be like, do you have a problem? Like, we can fight. Like, what? She literally said that to me. I was carrying a Lululemon bag. It wouldn't have been a fair fight.
I don't want to get into that topic because I just can't do fights. I can't do that type of stuff. My blood doesn't boil to the point where I want to fight you in front of everybody and humiliate myself. No, that's not how I mean.
Go. Back in sixth grade, I was kind of a little ghetto, and I wanted to fight this one girl who claimed I was bullying her. Whatever, I'm not gonna get into it. But I kept telling her like post up because I was ghetto and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the only time I've ever told someone to post up and fight me. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I mean, like I don't know what I was thinking. I mean, I could have won. But I don't know how to fight for nothing.
Like, I would never tell someone to post up. Like, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're sick. I don't care if you're bigger than me. I don't care if you're smaller than me. I will not tell you to post up because I'm not fighting anybody. That's not how I roll. I will yell at you in front of your face, but I won't physically touch you.
I can't yell at people. I'll cry. Really? Like, I cannot get mad. I am so jealous of girls who can go off on someone and not cry.
I think I can go off on someone without crying. It just depends on what I'm going on, like what I'm going off about.
Literally, like,
if you hurt me and I'm like, let's say someone cheated, and you're going up to the girl who cheated, like your guy, the guy cheated on you with, mm-hmm. and you're telling her like, you knew he loved me and you still slept with him. I would cry. Like that would make me cry. But just confronting someone like you were talking about me, like. I wouldn't cry about that.
I'm so emotional and so sensitive. Like when Jose and I, it's not even like when we're arguing. When he moves his arm, mm-hmm. I'm like, what was that for? And start tearing up. Like I cry over everything. I'm so sorry. I feel so bad.
Okay.
I even cry when I'm happy. I cry when I'm hungry too. I get so mad when I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. Actually, I've noticed that today. I was like really hungry and I was starting to get so mad and some girl was making me annoyed. And I was like, you know what? I should just go up to her right now. And I was being the girl I told you not to be. Do as I say, not as I do. But yeah, when I'm hungry, I'm a different person. Mm.
See, that never really happened to me. Unless, like, I get hungry to the point where I haven't ate, like, all day. Like, I'm talking about it's 8 p.m. and I still haven't ate.
Like, yeah, it was, like, 7 o'clock and I haven't eaten anything.
Yeah. But I probably won't project it on people. I'll just be, like, in my mind, like, really, what is it called? Antsy? Like, if you touch me, I'll probably be, like, don't touch me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stuff like that.
But, I was just aggravated.
Yeah, that's what I say. Like, get really annoyed easily.
Mm-hmm. Irritated?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that. Irritated. Oh my god, why can't words process? I need to go back to school. another, like I said, like, I just wish I was one of those teens who could go to parties and do whatever, sneak out, and not care. But I think it's just because I have foreign... Nah, I don't think it's because I have foreign parents. I just think it's because of the type of person I am. I'm just not built for that lifestyle.
Yeah.
Not made for it. Like, I've started giving a don't care attitude, but it's not like don't care, like I can do whatever. It's more like, if she talks about me, whatever. If she thinks I'm ugly, whatever. If she thinks I'm fake, whatever. It's more like that. Not like, I can go sneak out right now and I wouldn't give a frick.
Well, here's the thing. To like really goody tissues, I'm like a bad girl. But like to people who actually like sneak out frequently and like smoke and drink and stuff like that, I'm a good girl. So I'm like definitely somewhere in between because I definitely sneak out, but not anymore. Because, one, because I got caught. But let's not speak on that. And, yeah. It's just, like, I'm somewhere very in between.
Yeah, see? Okay, that's the thing. With my, like, I'm gonna say, okay. So, our friend group isn't that innocent. Like, maybe to, like, bad kids we're innocent, but we're not innocent to innocent kids. But we're also not goody-goodies, like, never done anything bad, but we're not, like, baddies who just sneak out 24/7.
You know? I don't know. We're smart because we all do AP, but we're not, we don't show it, if that makes sense.
Exactly. Like, the only reason people think I'm a giddy giddy is because I'm in orchestra and I'm in clubs. Other than that, people wouldn't really think, like, dang, she's all uptight. But, like, I don't really care if people think I'm uptight. It doesn't bother me because at the end of the day, it is what it is, like I said. But at the same time, like, you have those people who, like, you know, at school, who are like, they don't care, they party, they drink, they vape, they smoke, they do anything. But then you have those kids at school who will never do that. Like, the worst thing that they did was freaking, what would be the worst thing? Let me think. They went across the street without telling their parents. That's, like, the worst thing they've done. But we're, like, in the middle, you know? Like, we can rock with the, like, non-innocents, but we can rock with the innocents.
But, yeah.
But,
well, I think we're innocent.
That type of stuff. But I have friends who party and sneak out. And I don't know. I used to be really close with them. Because I used to be bad, so. But not bad, bad. But I used to be bad. But now I'm not. So now I care too much about every single thing that I do, which sometimes I literally hate, because, like, teenagers, like, a lot of people look at teenagers who vape and stuff as being bad, but I think they're just trying to live their life. Like,
yeah, because, like, we all die, so, like, why live it for someone else? Live
their life and be teens, because you're only teens for 4 years: 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. Wait.
I don't know, but
is it 4 years, right? Yeah, 17.
No, it's 17, 18, 19, it's like 6 years.
Gabby, you're a teenager till you're 17.
But what's 19 then? Is that not an adult? But it's still like a teen.
I guess you're a young adult. Like, when you're 18, you're an adult. Like, you're not classified as a teenager anymore.
Because, like, if I heard someone say, like, oh, I'm 19, I'd be like, oh, she's still a teenager. Because, like, it says 19. I don't know. I mean, but
that's how we perceive it. But legally, you're an adult. You know?
Yeah.
But, like, you have to start paying bills and college tuition and all that when you're, like, 19. But when you're, like, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17, you just do whatever, you know? Because you don't have to worry about anything. Like, you're not too old to where you have to pay bills and worry about other stuff, but you're not too young to where you can't do anything. You see? So, like, it's like people literally just want to live their life. And, like, the type of kids who will literally call those, like, kids who just have that type of attitude, like, they don't care and stuff, bad and all that, and try hard. Like, I just don't see that. Like, why do you feel the need to rain on someone's parade of happiness? Like, if that's what makes them happy, let them be.
Yeah.
But not everybody has the same mindset, so.
I feel like that's. Oh, yeah. I only try to live my life because, like, we literally all just die. I don't know. I think about a lot of deep stuff, like, all the time. That's why I just kind of don't. Because we literally just die. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of want to make my life to the fullest if I'm just gonna die. Like, I could literally be homeless. It doesn't matter. I'm gonna die.
I want to live my life to the fullest, just, like, in the moral type way, because I have a lot of morals, and I have, like, I don't know. I have, like, a lot of standards, if that makes sense. So, like, I want to live my life, but I want to live my life in the box of where I can live it up to, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm weird, but, like I said,
but a lot of people, like, a lot of people's living their life is maybe, like, going to college. And, like, I want to go to college, of course. Like, I want to be an orthodontist, whatever. But, like, a lot of people, like, want to be a doctor, want to live in a penthouse in New York and stuff like that. Want to have, like, a little white poodle. Like, that's living their life to the fullest.
That's living my life, but that's not living it to the fullest. Like, I don't know. Like I said, I'm really in between because I'm the type of kid who wants a future and wants big things to happen. But I also want to live my life, like I said, and do things that normal kids do.
I mean, I don't know. I just don't see how drinking and going to a party is affecting your future. It's, like, unless it's, like, a test night and, like, you're not studying for your test, then I'd understand. But, like, on a weekend, I just really don't understand. Like, I don't think that will affect anything.
I don't think it affects anything, but you have to look at this. When you start partying or when you start drinking or when you start vaping, it becomes something that endorses, what are those called? Dopamine? I think that's what it's called. Like, the happiness part of your brain, like, what gives you happiness. And, like, when it constantly gives you happiness and it constantly makes you happy, your brain is going to want more and more, so you're going to want to keep doing it. And when you have things like a test or to study, you're going to push it off because you want to be happy and do what you want to do because you're used to doing that. And you're used to having that type of attitude. So, like, when you do that and when you get used to it, it's, like, basically, what is it called? A habit. So it's not going to be as easy for you to just tell yourself, I don't want to go, or I don't want to do this, you know? So I feel like that's why some people say, like, getting into it is, like, could mess up your future. But I don't want to say doing it once or twice is going to mess up your future, but you just have to know, like, are you the type of person who gets hung up on something? Like, are you the type of person that knows your limits and when to stop?
Yeah.
Or are you the type of person, like, who's going to continuously do it?
Yeah, for me, I know I'm an addictive personality, so nicotine's not for me. Like, I'll never own a vape. And, like, I'll never do pills or anything like that, because I know I'll get attached to it.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the opposite. I can control myself. I will never do nicotine. I will never do none of that. But I feel like if I go to a couple parties, I can be able to tell myself, like, don't go to another
party. Well, yeah. Yeah, of course. That, yeah. But, like, I'm talking about, like, actual things that you can get addicted to.
Oh, yeah. I think I can hold myself off of that. I never have experience, and I don't want to ever have experience with it, but I just feel like I have the type of personality that I can hold myself accountable for stuff, to myself not to do things.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But, I don't know. The whole thing, like, I don't know. I just think about a lot of deep stuff, because there's a part of me, let me give you a backstory real quick. I want to go to college, downtown Houston, be an orthodontist, live my lavish lifestyle. But there's a very small part of me, like, itty-bitty part of me, that just kind of wants to travel the world, like, not live anywhere permanently, literally just travel the entire world. Mm-hmm. And, like, just kind of live life. Because, like, literally we just die. Like, it's not like we're staying here forever.
Yeah, I have, like, this dream to go to college. So I've been thinking about HBCUs lately, and if you don't know what an HBCU is, it's basically a black, I don't know what it stands for, but it's a black college. I can search it up. But it's basically colleges meant for black people, and some people might find that, like, racist or something. Not racist, what is it called?
I don't think it's racist.
I don't really know how to explain it. I feel like some people who don't understand it will think, like, why do they get to have a college? Why do they get to have a whole group of colleges? But you have to think of it like this. Black people have been oppressed for so many years, and they don't even feel comfortable going to school with, like, other races, or they can't get accepted because people look at them because of their race.
Mm-hmm.
So I think HBCUs are, like, a good thing. For black people. I really can't speak. What is wrong with me? For black people, because it just helps them. And they know they have a really good shot of getting in. And if they don't get in, they know it's not because of their race, you know?
Yeah.
HBCU means historically black colleges and universities. And I've been thinking about going to one because I just hear, like, it has a lot of benefits and stuff. But I really want to go to, like, a good school because I do want to study medicine. So I've been really thinking about, like, I was going to go to NYU, but I just genuinely don't want to go anymore. But I was thinking about University of Washington, St. Louis, or going to Duke, that's like a high achievement. Like to go to Duke and get in, but then like go to medical school in like Dubai or something, because Dubai has like a really good medical program. So like stuff like that. And like I have like big dreams for college, but I still want to live my life and like travel and do stuff. Yeah. But I think I can manage it. I feel like people can work it out.
Yeah.
But I would say, like, I'm scared to go to medical school because it's so much, and, like, it's probably going to be hard to manage your work life and then your social life.
I already know I'm going to be partying a lot in college.
Mm-hmm.
But still having time to study, but partying, but studying at the same time.
Are you going to be one of those type of people who choose their colleges after, like, the parties that they have?
God, no. No, definitely not. I already know a couple colleges I want to go to. All of them are in Texas. I mean, some of them I'm considering are in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
I mean, like, I don't know. I don't really like parties, like, as of now. But I do like to go once in every blue moon. But, like I said...
You've been to a party?
I mean, I go to a lot of Nigerian parties, and they're hardcore parties.
Like drinking? Like, twerking on walls?
It depends. I mean, okay, so basically, let me explain it like this. So, my aunt is from Louisiana, and Louisiana people love to party. And they go full out when they party. And I've been to grad parties with them, and they drink, and they get drunk. And when they get drunk, people party even harder. That's cool or whatever, but I guess you can say I've been to parties. And then, like, Nigerian parties are crazy, too. Like, crazy, crazy. So, I mean, like I said, I've been to parties, but I just don't really like the feel of parties when I don't. Because I don't like the feeling of not knowing a lot of people and, like, where I'm surrounded. So, going to a party in a college where I don't know everyone who's at the party would be hard for me. Because I have so much anxiety and I'll overthink everything. Like, what if this happens? What if someone gets hurt? You know? So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I might not go to, like, every party, but I'll go, like, once in every blue moon to, like, treat myself or whatever.
For sure. You know what sounds good right now? Taco what? Bell. But I refuse to go to Taco Bell.
Why? Okay, so I basically said, like, do you have anything else to say? Like, anything else you want to talk about?
No. Nope.
Okay. So I hope everybody's doing okay in quarantine, and I hope y'all are keeping it together and staying strong. And I hope y'all enjoy this podcast, and I will try to make one as soon as. But thanks, Gabby, for doing it with me. And
of course.
Talk to y'all later. Bye.
Bye.